Welcome to day 21 of our theme of tracking at our sit spot journey. Today I'm going to invite you to actually go for a wander as part of your sit spot time. So if you only have the same amount of time as you usually give your sit spot, then instead of sitting, today I invite you to have a tracking wander. Now this to me looks like carrying that heightened awareness and inquisitive focus and curiosity for all that you notice as you move around your wider sit spot space. Now this of course will vary depending on your context and circumstances of where your sit spot is, but for me I like to go out from my sit spot place and just see where I'm led through my curiosity. But particularly I invite you to notice any tracks and signs. So any trails of animals, any scat or poo that they might have left behind, any hares, any homes or holes, perhaps at the bases of trees or in the banks of rivers. And you also could look out for individual footprints, and the weather forecast for this coming week actually looks potentially pretty perfect for tracking. So we've had quite a lot of wind and rain, which is in a way wiped out the tracks of animals, the smaller tracks, the more detailed tracks that have been on the ground. And so there's kind of a fresh slate for the fresh mammal tracks. So as you're wandering around, have a look. If you do find a particular print of an animal, then I invite you to ask who left this print. So what kind of animal was it? What were they doing when they were moved through this space? Where were they going to? And how were they moving? And when was this print left? So how recent was it? Another thing that you can do if you've got time is to consider where was the previous print and where is the next one. And if they're pretty clear, how many can you find in a row? And one thing that can help you with finding multiple tracks in a row is to get a stick, and you could just break it to the length of the gait of the animal, so between one heel pad and the next footprint's heel pad. So you've got the length of their normal step. And you can then scan around in an arc of that same length to find subsequent footprints. And it can be quite useful to take small little sticks and mark each footprint just behind the print as you go along, so you can see little sticks sticking up of what you've found. Okay, I hope you enjoy having a tracking wander, noticing track and sign, feeding sign, homes, holes, hares, scat and all sorts, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.